Well, let's put things into context. Yesterday, Monday, Iran announced that Lebanon is part of the war with America. At about the same time, the Houthis announced that all Israeli shipping through their strait and the Red Sea would be attacked, and also that Israelis' allies' vessels will be attacked. So, my take, listening to my friends, is that this is an escalation, that it will probably amount to periodic attacks, but having the risk that they can easily escalate into a regional war. A regional war would mean that America launches attacks from Gulf states and Iran retaliates by hitting not only US installations, but also oil infrastructure. The fact that Iran has announced that the war in Lebanon is part of Iran's war against America, or with America, is a serious escalation. The question is whether Netanyahu is going to obey to Trump's commands of stop bombing Lebanon, or else, so he says, we will stop supporting you. That is highly unlikely given Netanyahu's support in Congress and the Israeli donors that supported Trump to victory in the elections. Bottom line is you have Bibi needing a war in Lebanon for his own political survival, and you have Trump needing an end to the war, not only for his political survival, but also for the US economy. So far, the stock market has ignored the risks down the line, and the stock market seems to assume that the proclamations that Trump makes, oh, there's a deal tomorrow or the next day or within 3 days, is their mantra. So I doubt. Well, first, let me backtrack. There have been moves made by Pakistan to bring about an accord between America and Iran that if it were successful, President Trump would go to Islamabad and would meet the president of Iran. But I think the events of the last few days makes that unlikely. And in any event, it would not be a real deal, because all the contentious points would be shoved aside. It would merely be a reopening of the straits, which Trump could then declare as victory, and oil prices would fall, and everybody would think, oh, everything has ended, and we're all in happy lands again, and the stock market can go up, and blah, blah, blah. But I think that the reality is that that is not going to happen. Iran is standing by its conditions. It's not going to loosen them. For the first time in the 47 years since the Islamic Republic was founded, they have a chance of becoming a sovereign, independent state. And I don't think that they are going to give that opportunity up by listening to President Trump, who they have come to disrespect and to not believe what he says. There we are. It's the opening gambit.
Yeah, let's work that out. So, wow, how do you work that out? So really what you're saying is that this is going to be a prolonged conflict.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is there is no early end to this war, and there is no early opening of the Strait of Hormuz. And in fact, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, the Red Sea and the Houthis straits are basically going to be shut down.
So if that is the case, and I'm going to assume that you're right, the implications for the oil market are profound.
Not just the oil market,
Everything.
economic activity. I mean, oil and oil's products go into everything: government, industry, transport, household living.
And food, right? I mean, just the production of fertilizer and they're just the production
Yeah,
of
yeah,
food.
yeah, yeah.
Okay, and is that impact more on, and I'm saying this agnostically, but is that more on the eastern part of the world, meaning Asia and China, or is that more that impact hit the
It
US more?
starts in Asia because Asia is closest to the Straits, therefore the oil from the Middle East. Then it goes to Europe, and then finally, a month later, into America, just in time
For the
for
election.
your July holiday season.
Right. That's peak driving season here in the States.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's assume, and I'm going to assume that you're right, that that happens. You're going to have people that are going to be just normal people not be very happy.
No.
And it's not, and I don't mean that not be very happy, where when you don't have food, you typically take up arms, or when prices are sky high, that sort of thing. Do you see that happening, especially with China? And really, I think this has profound impacts on the economic, potential collapse in China as well as Europe. Is that your opinion?
Not my opinion for China.
Why so?
Because they have been preparing for this for a long time. They have diversified significantly their oil supplies. People forget there is an overland route, road and rail,
Right.
and you can bet your last dollar that they have been upping those two routes to take oil supplies. Also, they have Russia on their doorstep.
Yep.
Economically, they have, as I said, they have been preparing for this. The whole policy is stability, not growth.
Hey guys, Andy here. If you like this clip, please click in the show notes below to get the full interview or in the link in the discussion to get the full interview. We launched NRS World recently, and if you want to be a part of that community, please feel free to subscribe. It'll help us grow the channel to get you the best geopolitical guests that we can come up with and to help you stay informed. See you over there.